First resistance, then a heartfelt response. How would a conference president respond to such a direct message? On Thursday, November 7th, in his own hand, he wrote to the Lord's messenger. Dear Sister White, your communication of the 3rd of November was laid on my desk by Brother Jones yesterday. I have given the same a very careful reading. My first temptation was to resist, even to taking a stand with our people in Southern California that the charges were unjust, in view of the very heavy burdens that have been forced upon me in this conference. It seemed to me that the whole issue was over the financial policy for which I have stood. However, after much meditation, heart-searching, and prayer over the matter during the past night, I have decided that it is far better to be submissive than to resist. I do not as yet see the force of all that has been written to me personally, but doubtless as I walk in the light that I can see in it, additional light and truth will be revealed to me. Then he made reference to a point that many who had received testimonies touching their own lives had noted, and of which they had spoken in deep appreciation. The first favorable impression was made on my mind by the very tender spirit breathed in the latter portion of the testimony. Evidently the Lord does not rend the heart asunder, and then leave it torn and bleeding, but rather binds up the wound. I trust that as I have more time for heart-searching and earnest prayer, the result of all the reproof and instruction that has come to me will work repentance that needeth not to be repented of, and in the end will yield the peaceable fruits of righteousness. I gratefully acknowledge the goodness of the Lord in all His dealings with me. Wishing you every blessing, I am yours for being right in the sight of heaven.
G. W. Reeser.
But such battles are not won in a day. Under the guidance of the Spirit of the Lord, further communications were addressed to the conference president, and there were further heartfelt responses. On Sunday, December 22nd, in a 5-page handwritten letter, he opened his heart. Dear Sister White, the mail has just brought a letter containing 3 separate communications from you, and I hasten to reply, having first sought the Lord for special guidance. I have carefully read the instruction given and also the pages referred to in Testimonies, Volume 6. I am glad to say, Sister White, that these communications do not stir up my nature to resistance as I was stirred by the first personal communications which began to come to me from your pen at camp meeting time and thereafter. But instead, I feel very much softened and subdued. I certainly desire to learn every lesson that the Lord has for me, and to put it into practice in my daily life and in my associations with fellow workers and in my relationship to the cause of God. He reviewed his experience in resigning from the medical boards, except Loma Linda. He pointed out that there were now capable men who could carry responsibilities and that he was enjoying having time to study and pray as he had not done before. It was his plan to spend his time with the churches. He was reaching out for preparation of heart to do acceptable work for souls. He declared, "Now, Sister White, I can give you positive assurance that I have no other thought than to humble my heart before God, to seek full forgiveness by repentance and confession of the many mistakes of my past life and to walk humbly and softly before the Lord hereafter, and to labor in love and perfect accord with my brethren. I am sure that there is grace sufficient for this, and I am determined to avail myself of it, and to accept in humility all reproof and instruction that the Lord has for me. I have been connected with this message too long, Sister White, to now turn away by any reproof that may come. The thing for me to do instead of turning away is to conform myself to it. I cannot afford to be out of harmony with heaven nor to be blinded so that I will not see my sins and weaknesses. I am thankful for the assurance that you give that the Lord will freely forgive and accept me." Elder Reeser wrote again on December 31st to Ellen White. Dear Sister White, I awoke early this morning, and again turned to the testimonies which have come recently. I find, Sister White, a strong and still stronger desire in my heart to profit by every statement made in them. I am determined to make thorough work of repentance and confession to all individuals whom I have wronged. Instead of being in any way a hindrance to Elder Burden, I am fully determined to hold up his hands and do everything in my power to help him. I desire also to fully cooperate with Elder W.C. White and to give due consideration to all of his counsel. He has had a long and valuable experience in the work of the Lord. I have so often preached conscientiously and confidently, upholding the spirit of prophecy, and I have so often used extracts to strengthen my sermons. I am determined to uphold it still, as the Lord permits me to have a part in His work.